Well, good morning. If you have noticed in the back of the room, there is a much diminished pile of boxes after first service, but it's that time again this year for our Samaritan's Purse undertaking. And as I was reflecting on Samaritan's Purse and the intent behind their Christmas project, it just reminded me in James chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep one unstained by the world." And this is really an opportunity for us to reach out to the orphans around the world. And you think about it, why does God talk about the orphans and the widows? And it's really because those are the ones that Scripture looks at as really many times in those days unable to do anything for you, anything back for you. So it truly is just a reaching out of the heart to touch somebody and not looking for something in return. And so as we look at it from that perspective, it's that time for us to take a look at how do we reach out to the orphans in the world. And so I'm going to invite Mr. Hillen and Mr. Heiser up to share with you what this is all about and how you can participate if you so choose to.
Right.
There's a lot more people here.
A lot more people, yeah.
I get nervous.
Well, as we said in the first service, this is our 15th year of being able to support Samaritan's Purse with the Christmas boxes. And we have 4 weeks until Collection Day, which is Sunday, November the 17th. If you'll mark that down right now, your boxes need to be back at no later than that date. You can bring them back early and store them, and we'll have them there. But this is truly an opportunity for the church to participate in something that in discipleship and going out and telling people about Christ, we're able to reach people, kids that we will never meet. These boxes, and I think this year we're exceeding 200 million that have gone out since Samaritan's Purse first started, and virtually touched every country in the world, in places that, what was the word you used?
Unreachable.
Unreachable. We've reached the unreachable, or they're trying to reach the unreachable. So it's really a unbelievable way to serve, and you may not ever know what happens to your box, but we've read, and like the two girls from Russia that I mentioned several years ago, one wanted to be an artist, and she got her box that had drawing materials and pens, etc. So the Lord knows, don't worry about what you put in your box. The Lord will make sure it goes where it needs to go. Brother Chad's going to talk about it and then explain the particulars about how we serve.
Okay. So good morning. So as you've noticed, it's been clearly stated, there are boxes in the back for Samaritan's Purse. You have until November 17th to turn in your boxes. Inside the box, you have a rubber band and also a label that has a boy and a girl. And what you do is you can choose boy and a girl and the age in which you desire. But that being said, get the right amount of toys. You can't do toothpaste, anything wet. You can do toothbrushes and crayons.
You can go on a website and it lists certain items that you cannot do.
So no toothbrushes. You can give a little. You can give a lot. You give as much as the Lord puts on your heart to give. And for those of you who like to give a lot, there's a rubber band that you can cover your box and make sure nothing falls out. Or you can get another box or 3 boxes, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. But I'm really up here and I'm happy to be a part of this because I get to share testimonies, not only for the love of God, but how can I encourage others that God knows what he's doing. God knows exactly where the boxes need to go. God sees your desire. God will use you in a way that you don't think you'll be used, but he will use you. I'm not going to have a filter, so I'm just going to say it. Okay. He knows how I think, so which could be scary. But when I was growing up, didn't have a father figure, so I discovered weightlifting. I was good at it. Now, nothing that I say, I'm boasting of myself. Everything goes on to the Lord. He gets all the glory. But I worked out, and I was good at it. I was running, and I was good at it. I was eating right, and I was good at it. The Lord used that to give me my beautiful wife, and now I have three beautiful children. But I was working on my own strength. I felt like I had to get things done in my life so I could feel successful, so I could feel accomplished, so I had a meaning to my life and what I was doing and where I was going. And then we came across the book of Romans. And then there's this guy called Abraham. And there's a verse where it says, Abraham's faith, that was his righteousness. God credited him righteousness. So it wasn't his works. It wasn't his performance. It wasn't what he could do. Now, I say that part to say this next part. Find it. It's in James chapter 2. It's faith and works. I'm going to go from 14 to 18. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is it? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. And here's where I wanted to bring you to. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. This is an opportunity to be selfless. This is an opportunity to do the work of God, to give to those children, those beautiful boys and girls that don't have the privilege that we've had. We've been shown truth. We've been shown mercy. We've been shown grace. Most kids around the world don't have that privilege, don't have that opportunity. Most kids don't have a mom. Most kids don't have a dad. I can sympathize what that feels like. It's, you're alone. You feel helpless. You feel the need to do things on your own strength. You feel the need to fill those voids in your life and your own ability. But when God comes into the picture, all of your thoughts and all of your ways, man plans his ways, but God directs his footsteps. So you can have a set path in mind, but God would just take you gracefully, graciously, lovingly, and direct you in a path we need to go. That's why I love these boxes, because you can have a set path for these boxes, but God would do the exact same thing with you with the boxes. He will guide them. He will direct them. He will lead them to exactly where they need to go. And if your trust is in God and not your performance or what you think you can do, you can't go wrong, because I've realized that your best are but filthy rags, and that's scripture. That's not me speaking. So we put our trust in God. We have hope in him, and we pray to him, hoping and knowing and have faith in him that these boxes will go exactly where they need to go. So I'm mumbling, so I got to stop.
Okay.
We got to just keep talking. But November 17th,
right?
Cutoff date, rubber band, the pamphlet inside, right. Samaritan's Purse Christmas Boxes. .com. Mm-hmm. Also, one more thing. Okay. On this, there is that little doohickey right there. Okay? You can scan that, and it'll bring you up to the website, and where you can track your box and where it goes. Also, it's $10 per box. So you get your heart desires, but you can track your box. And it's really cool, like you clearly stated. My box was titled Unreachable. And the fact the Lord used that, I mean, God can go where man cannot go. And that's just an amazing testimony. So,
okay. There you go. Yeah, one last thing.
Always miss something. Always, there's always that one thing.
The important thing about the box, yes, we send it to a child in need, and they get things that will help, pencils, pads, things that they need in schoolwork, etc. But the volunteers who deliver these boxes, they have been trained to go through a 12-part series on introducing the child to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those children that go through that, they not only learn about Christ, but they carry that home. And they talk to their parents, and we've had one child and a whole family come to know Christ. So That's the main purpose of the box, is delivering that message out so that we can reach the world. And it's what Christ said to do, go out into the world.
You get to plant a seed.
Plant the seed.
You know?
So if you have any questions over the next 4 weeks, Chad and I will be glad to answer it. A third of the boxes are already gone. There's no limit now. You got a sale here. There's no limit on the boxes. So just go after them and let's clear it out. Okay. Thanks, Fred.
And as Mr. Bob mentioned, that, you know, one of the things that is really good about the Samaritan's Purse Project is, you know, we so many times we look for different ways to impact people positively, especially around the Christmas time. And, you know, you hear different people putting out different things about, you know, attaching their name, attaching their business, attaching their cause to the name of Christ. And sometimes it's not as nearly attached as we wish it might be. The purpose of this is truly to get the Word of God out and to get the hope of Christ, the hope of salvation, the gospel out to these little ones who don't have a whole lot of hope. Many times haven't ever heard of Jesus, but to get something that gets their attention and just attracts them in, and then to have the opportunity not just to hear the gospel, but also to be taught about the gospel and what it means, and to, as Chad said, just to plant that seed is a very important element. And that's why we feel comfortable in partnering with Samaritan's Purse, you know, for the last 15 years and forever, however much longer the Lord determines we will be. So, Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunities that you give us to reach out to different ones. Many times we are limited in our environments and we're not quite sure how to do it, but Lord, we sure want others to experience the hope that we have, that we've found in you. And Lord, look for ways to share that. And so we thank you for this opportunity, and Lord, we will trust your hand in this. We know that you are a sovereign God. And if we pack these boxes in the Spirit with things that you would lead us to include, you will see to it that it gets to the right child. We thank you for that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.